Proclamation number 4488, dated the November 17th, 1948. Heaven and Hell. I will not let anyone who gives himself to me as my own fall ever again. But anyone who remains in opposition to me is in great danger of losing the strength of my love completely and becoming hardened in his fundamental substance, an extremely agonizing condition which I would like to prevent. This truth, which has not been concealed from humanity from the start, resulted in the concept of heaven and hell, of a blissful and a wretched condition, which in people's imagination is a limited space, until ultimately the real truth, the condition, became less important in their imagination and only the place remained, visualized by fantasy in every conceivable way. This gave way to many misguided thoughts so that the truth is now completely distorted and the human being no longer has any knowledge of what heaven and hell really mean. Life and death are heaven and hell. Busy, joyful activity in the most brightly radiating light is life. Weakness, helplessness and deepest darkness are death. And every condition can continually increase in both directions until the final aim, blissful union with me or deepest descent, infinite distance from me, has been reached. Inconceivable is the bliss of the former, inconceivable is also the torment and suffering of the condemned, who languish for eternities and have no strength for redemption. It is these souls you should consider. It is a misguided teaching that there is no salvation from hell, that these souls are eternally condemned by me. It is not I who condemns them but they themselves who have chosen damnation, not I who pushed them into the abyss, but they themselves aim towards the deepest point. However, my love leaves nothing so far away forever and therefore there is even salvation from hell. Since I died on the cross for these beings too and accepted their guilt, because my love is greater than my wrath, than my justice. Even hell will have to let go of its last victims, i.e., even the hardest matter will be disintegrated one day, freeing the spirits within for the purpose of ascending to life. Because hell, as you humans imagine, does not consist of an eternally blazing source of fire, it is not a place which contains the condemned. Hell is an indescribably agonizing condition, a condition which starts on earth when people do not acknowledge me, hence they disassociate themselves from me and remain without the strength of my love. They certainly continue to live their physical life without me and as yet do not feel the weak condition, which their distance from me entails, as torment, but as soon as their bodily life is over the agony starts, the consciousness to be completely without strength and yet to exist. It is still possible at first to let go of the resistance if the soul listens to the advice of knowing beings, but these opportunities are rarely valued and the soul descends ever deeper. The distance to me gets ever greater and the weakness increases until the final hardening takes place, the new banishment into most solid matter. Then an infinitely long developmental period will have passed unsuccessfully for the spiritual substance which was once bound in matter and then set free as a human being in order to voluntarily strive for shedding every physical restraint. That it has failed is his free will because I truly do not withhold direct admonishments and warnings. But hell has a far greater attraction than heaven, and the human being strives with utmost zeal towards matter again which the soul had long overcome. And therefore it is also his fate, matter will once again be the shell for the spiritual substance which had failed its final test of will. Hell has opened its gates wide, and countless souls will enter the darkness voluntarily. Hell will triumph, i.e., its prince will have, as far as numbers are concerned, great success, But I will extort all these souls from him by placing them into the new creation again, and at the same time remove my adversaries every power over these beings by banishing him into the center of Earth. That is, he will be given the hardest cover as a constraint, which he will be enabled to leave again until the will of humans gives him power once more. By people desiring material goods and increasingly distancing themselves from me again. Then he will fight for the souls again, and this contest will be permitted so that the souls can prove themselves by choosing between me and him, because without the right decision no person can achieve blissfulness. Amen.